Having a happy mind and a joyful heart is a powerful combination that can transform every aspect of your life. When you are in a state of happiness and joy, you feel a sense of lightness, freedom, and fulfillment that cannot be matched by any material possession or achievement. In today's episode, I'll explore the powerful message of Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up bones. I'm going to share simple but impactful changes you can make and the benefits of cultivating a happy mind and a joyful heart and the power it holds to transform your life. This is Your Happy Life, the podcast that will inspire you to raise your vibration and become a happiness creator. Hi, I'm Donna Berger, the host and your happiness creator guide on this fun, magical, and life-changing journey. If you're willing to dream big and believe bigger as you walk in faith for the future of your dreams, then get ready to shift your energy, because the higher your vibration, the happier you'll be, and the easier it becomes to create your happy life. Welcome back. Hi, I'm Donna Berger, your happiness creator, guide, mentor, and trainer on this fun, magical, and life-changing journey. Okay, real quick, before we dive into today's topic, if you haven't already done so, I highly recommend you take my brand new Happiness Creator Assessment. So I'm going to share more about that at the end and some other additional free gifts that I have for you. But for those of you who want to just go and take it right now, you can go to happinesscreatorassessment.com. Okay, so Proverbs 17:22 speaks to the power of having joy and positivity in our lives. Now, the first part of the verse, a joyful heart is good medicine, speaks to the idea that happiness and positive emotions have a tangible impact on our health. Now, research has shown that people who are optimistic and have a positive outlook in life tend to have better emotional and physical health. So, cultivating positive thoughts and up-leveling your mindset is the path to a happy mind and a joyful heart. Now, did you know that the act of smiling and laughing releases those feel-good hormones in your body, which can help to reduce stress and boost your mood? Okay, now the second part of the verse is, but a crushed spirit dries up bones. Now, this highlights the detrimental effects of negativity and despair. Now, when you feel sad, hopeless, or defeated, it just impacts not only your emotional state, but also your physical health. You know, when you feel overwhelmed by negative emotions, your body releases cortisol, which is a stress hormone that can have negative effects on you physically and emotionally, so on your well-being. So what I am going to do is I'm going to share 7 ways that you can have a positive impact and create many benefits from these, but you have to choose to apply these to cultivate a happy mind and a joyful heart. Okay, so 1, practice gratitude. Now, you can intentionally take time each day to focus on the things you are thankful for. I mean, this has the power to shift your mindset and to cultivate a happy mind and a joyful heart. So what I've done here is I now have an A, B, and a C for you to implement gratitude. Okay, so A, every day, write 3 to 5 things that you are grateful for in a gratitude journal. B, take the time to express your gratitude to your spouse or partner, friends, coworkers, employees, siblings, parents, and children. C, As you move throughout your day, reflect on all the blessings and good things in your life and say, thank you, God. Number two, exercise. Regular physical activity has been shown to have a positive impact on mood and mental health. Whether it's going for a run or dancing in the kitchen, taking an exercise class, or going for a walk, moving your body can help to release those feel-good hormones. Number three, social connections. Spending time with friends and loved ones can help to foster positive emotions and reduce feelings of isolation and loneliness. And whether it's a phone call, a video chat, or an in-person hangout, making time for social connections can be an important part of cultivating a happy mind and a joyful heart. Four, enhance emotional resilience. Life is pretty unpredictable, and we all face setbacks, disappointments, and challenges. However, when we have a happy mind and a joyful heart, we become more resilient and better equipped to deal with adversity. Positive thinking helps us bounce back from setbacks, reframe negative experiences, and maintain a positive sense of hope and optimism in the face of difficulties. Number five, increased productivity and creativity. When we are in a positive state of mind, our brain releases dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter that boosts our motivation, focus, and creativity. We become more productive, innovative, and effective at solving problems. Additionally, when we are joyful and happy, we tend to approach challenges with a growth mindset, viewing them as opportunities to learn and grow rather than obstacles to overcome. Number six, greater sense of fulfillment. At the core of human existence lies the desire for fulfillment, meaning, and purpose. When we have a happy mind and a joyful heart, we become more attuned to our inner values and passions, and we develop a deeper sense of purpose and direction in life. We are more likely to pursue activities that bring us joy and satisfaction, and we feel a sense of fulfillment that transcends material possessions or external achievements. Number seven, pursuing hobbies or interests. Engaging in activities that you enjoy can help to increase your feelings of joy and positivity in your life. Whether it's painting, cooking, reading, gardening, just schedule time for you to set aside some time for you to experience and enjoy your hobbies and focus on the things that bring you joy and that are of interest to you, because it's a great way for you to prioritize your overall well-being. Okay, so here are just some of the benefits: improved mental health and well-being, increased resilience and ability to cope with stress, healthier mind, body, soul, and spirit. You're more productive and you feel more fulfilled, and increased creativity and a sense of purpose. Now, cultivating a happy mind and a joyful heart is a transformative process with many benefits that can enhance the overall quality of every aspect of your life. Okay, so let's recap. Proverbs 17:22 reminds us that our emotional state and our physical health are closely linked. While we can always control the circumstances in our lives, we can choose how we respond to them. Fostering a positive outlook and seeking out joy in our lives can have a powerful impact on our overall well-being. Now, on the other hand, if you allow yourself to become consumed by negative emotions, allowing your negative thoughts to run the show, your energy will be zapped. You'll lack motivation and you'll feel unhappy and depleted. So Proverbs 17:22 encourages us to prioritize joy and positivity in our lives. And by doing so, we can reap the benefits of good health and well-being, both for ourselves and for those around us. I mean, ultimately, cultivating a happy mind and a joyful heart so that you can enjoy all the benefits lies with your power to choose. Okay, so I mentioned at the beginning that I created a brand new assessment. So this assessment is designed to help you identify what's missing in your life and gain clarity as to where you actually are on your faith-filled journey and path of personal and spiritual growth. Now, once you receive your score, you'll be equipped to take your next steps toward creating the reality you truly desire. So, if you're wondering why you feel stuck and unable to create the future you've always dreamed of, do not wait for a second longer. Go take this assessment right now, totally for free, for a limited time. So go to happinesscreatorassessment.com. And the link is in the show notes. Until next time, choose happiness and keep smiling. Bye.